Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 24th of March. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the 2020 Olympic Games will be postponed, according to the International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound. The Games are set to start in Tokyo on July the 24th, but they're highly unlikely to go ahead due to the coronavirus pandemic. The IOC have given themselves a month to decide on their next steps, but Canada and Australia have already pulled out of the event. The Republic of Ireland manager Mick McCarthy is self-isolating due to the threat of the coronavirus. Two of McCarthy's neighbours have been diagnosed with the condition in England, and McCarthy has urged everyone to follow HSC, government and Gardaí guidelines. UEFA could permit one-legged knockout stage matches in the Champions League and Europa League after both of the season's finals were postponed. Simon Zeebo has not ruled out a career swan song at Munster. The fullback is currently enjoying life with Racing 92 in France, where the 30-year-old's immediate future lies. The Corkman spoke to Joe Molloy on OTB Sports Radio last night.
Going back to playing Tone Park would be special, all right. I'd never say it wouldn't be. It would be incredible to go back. I would really love to do it, but sometimes you don't get played the cards you always want to. So we'll have to see. But you know, I genuinely love life in Paris. Mm. You know, I could not be happier day to day, and my family as well. So there will be a lot going into the next decision on where to play my rugby. So we'll have to see. But obviously, the World Cup is there, but I'd probably be way too old.
There is a 7-race jumps card behind closed doors at Clonmel today. The first is off at the Tipperary track at 2. Don't forget, OTB AM is coming up at 7:30 this morning with Ger Gilroy and Owen Chain. You can listen on the Go Loud app. Then later on, we'll be speaking to Mayo's Tom Parsons on OTB Sports Radio. That's the OTB Brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. Please stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.